Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk about pets, baby. Let's talk about ticks and fleas. All the fun things that we see. Smart tips and tricks guaranteed.
Hey, pet friends. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk About Pets. I'm the aquatic diva who only emerges when there's a good photobomb opportunity, Nessie. And I have with me the one and only.
Echo, I don't have anything witty. I just repeat what other people say, I guess.
I love a good echo.
Yeah.
So today is an episode about dental health for pets because February is Pet Dental Health Awareness Month, where we try to be like, hey, yes, guys, pay attention to your dog's mouth or your cat's mouth, ooh, or your ferret's mouth. I recently saw pictures of ferret mouths, and they need dentals too. So can we bring to the light the hashtag ferret teeth matter?
I like that. Yes, ferrets matter too. Do you brush your pet's teeth?
No.
No. Did they let you, or are they just too crazy?
I know one of them would let me for sure. The other one was just trying to eat the toothpaste all the time because, you know, they have the dog meat flavored toothpaste, which, by the way, sounds delightful. Anyway, something about it's not great when I talk to other people and it smells like beef stew. So I held off.
Yeah.
The tuna one, though, the cat toothpaste that's tuna flavored.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. You make all kinds of friends when you use that one.
I would concur. I do remember when I was in college, I was in a early colonization, something like that, American history course. There was a woman that sat one row behind me and she always brought her lunch and it was always tuna salad. Like a salad that she then added canned tuna to every week.
Canned tuna.
I was just like, ma'am, can you please not? And it was a huge lecture hall. Like, it wasn't like a small classroom. I don't love tuna in public.
So Dr. Peterson is on a very strict diet and he eats tuna out of a can like every day. And it has to be out of a can. One day I was like, why don't you like do the pouch one? And he was like, it's not the same. Like, he's adamant it has to be tuna from like the old school cans. Disgusting. But I
How about fresh tuna?
He looks great. So
yeah, you can't argue with that.
He doesn't really pack fresh tuna to work. So
well, both my dogs do actually let me brush their teeth. Sam has always been fine with it because I started when I got hurt at 6 months old. But it took some time for Chetney to trust me with his mouth. But here's my caveat. Like, I cannot recommend doing this. I'm just going to mention that it's something that I have done to help him get used to teeth brushing. But I started with peanut butter instead of dog toothpaste. That being said, as we learned in our holiday hazards episode, xylitol and other sugar substitutes can be very dangerous. So I'm using regular sugary peanut butter for him. If someone's listening and you're struggling to introduce your dog to teeth brushing, definitely talk to your veterinarian about it. Let them recommend what you can use to help get your pet used to teeth brushing. But I use peanut butter. And it started with just letting him lick it off the brush. But the cats, absolutely no way.
Yeah, I stick with the milk bone brush and chews. I am incorporating that raw sweet potato that we learned about from Ben.
Yes, me too.
I'm a big fan of the frozen carrots, those kind of things. Like, hands-off approach, if you will. You know,
it's a job, especially if you have multiple pets.
Thank goodness you don't have to floss their teeth. Floss.
Yes. Well, according to AHA, which is the American Animal Hospital Association, by about 3 years old, most dogs and cats have some level of periodontal disease that goes unnoticed by owners. I thought maybe we should define periodontal disease for anyone that doesn't know that term.
Okay, that is the inflammation of the gums, tartar buildup on the teeth, and I guess it might even include a gum recession and all those terrible things when bacteria builds up under the gum line.
Because peri means like around or surrounding, so periodontal is in and around the teeth. Well, yours was spot on. Okay. Yeah.
The Dictionary of Nessie.
Which is the best of them all.
She has come back for another appearance.
I feel like over the years, it has seemed to me pretty common that pet owners don't always consider healthy teeth to be a vital part of their overall pet's health. But in reality, it's actually incredibly important. And I think one thing that makes it a challenge to understand the importance of dental care is that most of the care that is recommended for your pets is preventative care.
I love prevention.
We love prevention. I think it's much simpler to understand concepts in healthcare that are more straightforward. Like, my dog has a problem, the vet fixes it. And preventative care is not as cut and dry as that. It's an ongoing level of care that you give to your pet to prevent bad things from happening. So that can be a challenge to educate pet owners about, because there are people who don't do an ounce of preventative care for their pets, and their pets are just lucky enough to never get devastating disease.
Oh, but my dog hasn't had it before, so I must be doing something right. It's not exactly necessarily how it works. Yeah,
it's encouraging families like that to do preventative care, like when they've never experienced devastating consequences. That can be very difficult.
Ooh, actually, do you know what this reminds me of? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you a sheep?
No.
Because I find you unbelievable.
I like that one. I love your pickup lines. They work on me every time.
I just wanted to work it in a little more naturally. I feel like it sweeps you off your feet more if they're unexpected.
I would agree. That was good. Some of the things we're trying to prevent with dental care: tartar, gingivitis, broken and loose teeth, infections, abscesses, pain that affects the ability to eat or drink normally. These are all things that can affect your pet's quality of life. And I think we definitely take measures to prevent these things for ourselves. Just thinking about how many toothpaste commercials mention preventing the buildup of tartar and gingivitis, you know? So why not give our pets the care that would prevent these problems too?
It's also good if you start, when your dog is young, getting them used to you looking in their mouth and stuff.
Yes.
When the doctor's checking to see the status of the teeth, and while you're checking your dog's teeth at home, like, you need to be able to get in there and look at them. Cats are the worst about it.
That's actually the next thing on my notes to talk about, too. We're on the same page.
We will hammer that nail home at that point, then. But in the meantime, I have some fun dental product reviews.
Yay!
There is a vast majority of dental products out there. I want to start with the Naturals Brushless Toothpaste Dental Chew.
Okay. Oh, it's cute. It's got a little heart.
It is cute. It's a 4-in-1 original dental chew. They say reduces plaque and tartar, ridges abrasively clean the teeth. Active ingredient is the toothpaste center, which is the heart you saw, and a natural breath freshener. Sounds like an amazing product.
It does.
I have a 1-star review. Do we have a theme for our reviews?
Yeah. Our theme is fictional dentists.
I am completely relying on you for this because I don't think I know that many fictional dentists. It's not something in my queue on the Netflix, if you will.
Our first one will be by Oren Scrivello from The Little Shop of Horrors.
Oren. Okay.
He's the crazy dentist.
Oh, the gas isn't for you, Seymour. It's for me.
You've now completely helped me decide that I will never go and get my wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh, no!
Just so you know, I haven't met one in the veterinary field, so maybe I'll just stick there.
You haven't met one what?
An Oren.
Oh, okay. Yes, Oren.
This is a 1-star review from Oren. Verified purchase on Amazon called Will Break Your Dog's Teeth.
Uh-oh.
I don't often write bad reviews because something has to be really bad for me to take time out of my day. But holy cow, these are the worst, in all capitals. First of all, they are not small at all. These would be for a medium-sized dog and not a dog up to 15 pounds. They are not going to be able to eat them in one bite. Well, let me just aside that for a second. I don't think you want them to eat a dental treat in one bite. But
that's not the purpose. Yeah. Actually, the opposite.
Back to our review. I could have looked past that and cut them up, except for the fact that these chews are specifically advertised as soft. They were so hard that my specially sharpened knife could not even cut through one. I was applying as much pressure as I could. I mean, they are rock solid. There is no way a smaller dog or a dog with bad teeth is going to be able to enjoy these. They are definitely not working for a Chihuahua.
Oh, dear. That sounds like something might be wrong with that bag you got. I mean, you know what they look like to me is Orvet shoes. And Orvet shoes are very soft.
So I'm concerned because they have a very busy day and they took time out of it to write this review. Plus, they have a specially sharpened knife. Like, why? Also, that kind of fits because it's Orin, right? So what's your specially sharpened knife for, friend? Like, what are you, is that why you're so busy during your day? Huh? Playing with a knife collection? I'm concerned. I'm saying.
I'm curious about these dental treats because, like you said, like they dental treats are not meant to be like swallowed whole or gone in, you know, just one. Like they are meant to be chewed up. That's how they work on the teeth. At the same time, I feel like, you know, how things can get harder as it over time things, I don't know if dehydrate is the correct word.
It feels like it, the loss of moisture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I wonder if maybe he got a bag of these chews that was maybe a little bit older or hadn't been properly
Which
sealed.
Is a risk you take when you purchase things on Amazon, honestly.
True.
They come from warehouses and there's no real quality control I would expect at that point.
What is the brand called?
Naturals Brushless Toothpaste.
A list from VOHC, which is
the Veterinary Oral Health Council.
Yes. They have a list of all the products that are accepted by the VOHC. Actually, the dog list is pretty long, but it does not appear that Naturals Brushless Chews are on that list.
When Dr. Mowdy describes that list, she always says that they are veterinary tested and prove to do some type of tartar reduction kind of deals. Like, so if this didn't make the list, then especially if you can't cut them with all your might. So
do you remember on our December safe chews and toys episode, we're talking about the ways to test if something is safe for your dog or if it's going to break the teeth. There's like the thumbnail test, the hammer test, those kind of things. It sounds like this would not pass either of those tests.
But it would, however, fit the hammer the nail into the wall thing that we were talking yes. about for redecorating. And now you have a whole bag of disposable hammers.
That's right.
Oh, I've now decided this is not a good list item for me.
I am wanting to check it out of sheer curiosity rather than because I think it would be a good product. But it's not on the approved list, so I probably won't. Some basics of dental care, some of the things that you can do at home. So you kind of already started talking about it, you know, getting your pet used to oral exams is going to be really important because a lot of animals can be naturally protective of their mouths, you know, so you want to start as early as possible. And it just starts with just lifting their lips up, look at their teeth, give them a reward for it. Then lift their lip, touch a tooth and get rewards. Slowly you add one more thing each day and be safe about it. Because what we're talking about is putting your hands and possibly your face near teeth. And as wonderful and as sweet as many pets are, you know, never, never underestimate the fact that teeth can and will hurt you. And if you push an animal too far, their first line of defense against what you're doing is a bite. Listen to your pet. If they're telling you with their body language that they're uncomfortable, you know, if your pet growls at you, just immediately stop, move away. Because that means you have come to a boundary that they aren't ready to move past yet. And that's okay.
Respect their boundaries, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I do want to take just a quick minute to talk about growling. I don't think that we actually talked about this in our episode with Ben last month, but I do think it's really important to address. If your pet growls at you, please do not punish them for it. Do not scold them. Your dog's first line of defense of expressing they're uncomfortable is usually body language. At some point, maybe we can do an episode on body language because I think a lot of people don't really know what to look for physical signs that an animal is uncomfortable in a situation. Now, the natural progression, if the dog's body language is ignored, it's to growl. And it's really, really important never to punish a growl because we want to listen to what our dog is trying to tell us. So the best thing to do is just allow that pet to get out of the situation, you know? Like if you scold them or you punish them for growling, then what they actually learn is not to relax in the situation, but rather to stop letting you know that they're uncomfortable with a vocal warning. If their body language is ignored and they're not allowed to growl, then their next choice is to escalate, which means that the next way to tell you they're uncomfortable is with a bite. So punishing growls can very quickly lead to getting bit. And for people who aren't used to looking for these signs, that bite can really seem to come out of nowhere. So there's my PSA about growls.
Yep. That's a good point.
Progression of looking in the mouth and touching the teeth needs to go slowly at your pet's pace to allow them to adjust to it, and rewarding them so you can build up trust and keep those positive experiences each time. So if your pet has gotten used to hands near and inside their mouth as a good thing, it makes it so much easier for your veterinarian to look in the mouth to be able to identify if there are any concerns or problems.
One thing that I see the doctors use sometimes, if there's a dog that is uncomfortable with the veterinarian looking in the mouth and they are more comfortable with the owner, is they let the owners hold the mouth open for them to look at, which goes well.
Like, that's a good idea.
The dog doesn't care. It's mom doing it. They're comfortable. But don't be a stranger doing it. If it was a dog that we thought would have a unfavorable reaction, we wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah. So getting back to teeth. So brushing your dog's teeth, we were chatting about that a little bit at the start of the episode. It's something that can be done for most dogs, but even well-behaved dogs will need some time to be introduced to teeth brushing. Because it's not a natural behavior that dogs and cats do for themselves. As far as brushing products, there are some pet-specific teeth brushing products. So the VOHC, which we were just talking about, they recommend ADA-compliant soft bristle flat head toothbrushes for dogs. For toothpaste, the only specific brands that they mentioned are Pet Smile and Healthy Mouth. For cats, the only recommendation from VOHC is the brand Healthy Mouth for both toothbrushes and toothpaste for cats. Important also to note that human toothpaste is not safe for either dogs or cats.
Oh gosh. Not even close.
Many human toothpaste brands, they have sweeteners in them like xylitol, which can be very dangerous for pets. So don't share your own toothpaste with your pets. Get them one that's safe for their species.
I think an interesting thing to me is that we're so obsessed with like the minty smelling mouth. Like maybe minty is normal for a person's mouth, but it's just not normal for a pet's mouth to be minty fresh. That's a people thing.
A lot of products that I've seen advertise mint flavored dental chews or mint flavored water additives, mint flavored spray gels for pet mouths. My pets don't like mint flavor. Like, that does not interest them.
Yeah. As long as they don't have trash mouth, you should be happy with that. But expecting it to go as far as smelling like a minty, fresh human mouth is silly to me. So what's the name?
Oz.
Like the Wizard of Oz, but not because it's a dentist.
Don't fart.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a review for those same dental treats, the Naturals Brushless Toothpaste. This one is a 3-star review, verified purchase from Oz.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You sure you're a dentist?
Yeah, why?
Because I've never met a dentist I like.
What? That's the quote.
I love it. Okay.
it's called Don't Know If They Make a Difference. I can't answer the questions where they want to know how the flavor is. Either I'm supposed to taste it myself or ask my dog what she thinks. That's a bit of a useless question if you ask me. I have seen some very bad diarrhea while using these products. Ooh. I don't know which one it is actually, because I'm using Extreme Brushless and Brushless Toothpaste and the red one that are supposed to be healthy for their... using 3 different dental products.
And one of them is causing real bad diarrhea.
Jeez. Maybe the combination of them all is doing it. I do know they last about 10 seconds. Even the Extreme Monster that are something like $10 a piece don't last but a few minutes.
Well, if you're consuming something that is called Extreme Monster, I would not be surprised if I saw diarrhea.
Excuse me, what?
That sounds a little much.
Eddie's like, I can't answer these questions. You expect me to taste it myself? Am I supposed to ask my dog what it tastes like? Actually, how did you not ask your dog what it tastes like by now?
I know. Like, if your dog consumes the Extreme Monster in 10 seconds, I'm gonna guess that they like it.
That feels like a pretty safe guess.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. All right. Hey, Oz, maybe try one product at a time.
At least then you can A, isolate which one causes the diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
B, stop throwing so many things at your pet's gastrointestinal system yes. at once. And like, just, you know, rest it.
It's not a great idea. Let them adjust.
Do you need this many things for your dog's dental health? Like, maybe you should resort to a quick little checkup at the vet, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And Veterinary Partner, our favorite place, has some really good ideas too. Like, you know, there are dental treats and toys. Now, we talked a little bit about this in our December episode about safe toys and treats. So this is one of the easiest ways, I feel like, to care for their teeth, because you really don't have to do anything. You just let them chew, but maybe not on three different products at once, and maybe not on something called the Extreme Monster. Okay. I've looked for Extreme and Monster and Brushless, and none of that is on VOHC. You know, and these are just products that are safe for pets and can decrease the accumulation of plaque and tartar. There are over 20 listings for cats, which I thought was a really good list, and over 70 for dogs. If anyone wants to look at that list, you can find it at vohc.com/accepted-products. So the VOHC accepted products.
It's the place to be.
Okay, this was years and years ago. This woman had a basset hound, and that basset hound was always getting into the cat box and eating cat poop. Every time that the dog ate cat poop, the woman would brush his teeth. She said that this happened at least once a day. I guess she really liked doggy kisses because she was super motivated to keep that dog's mouth clean. But she was telling me that every single year, until the day the dog passed, her veterinarian would always be so impressed that her dog's teeth were so beautifully clean. Her vet never once recommended a dental cleaning. I remember that story all these years later because like 30 seconds a day was all this dog needed to prevent dental issues as he aged. This woman's motivation probably wasn't originally to keep her basset in good dental health. But I mean, it worked anyway.
Yeah, I guess whatever gets you into it. So can I actually borrow your phone?
Yeah, here it is.
I need to call animal control because I just saw a fox.
Which is you. I like that one. Somebody needs to use that on me. It would totally work.
I just did.
Totally did. This is a review break, and I have from Kirby the Christmas Elf.
Kirby the Christmas Elf, he is showing his head a little bit late in the season. He waited till February.
Mm-hmm.
He did wait till we had our first snow ever here. Not ever, but my first snow down here.
It was a big one.
It was crazy. This is a review for a product called Pet Naturals Breath Bites. It is a daily formula to support fresh breath and healthy GI function, and it has yucca extract in it, which sounds fancy.
Isn't yucca the it's like a potato plant something?
Oh girl, don't ask me.
Mr. Pollo has fried yucca, and it's really good.
It sounds like yucca.
But it's delicious.
That's crazy. So it is a 1-star verified purchase from
Kirby the Christmas Elf.
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
Oh, right. You do that, Kirby. But in the meantime, I guess you won't be using this product. I'm going to say this is a Chapoodle. Chapoodle.
A Chapoodle? Is that a Schnauzer poodle? Because I've heard that called a Schnauzer. Chihuahua poodle? I would call that a poochie. That's hilarious.
I have no idea. Whatever that is. They won't go near this breath mints. I hoped this product would work for my chapadoodle. I don't know. If it was like a chapadoodle, it's like a poodle in chaps.
I think that
some poodle specifically
our,
with this here.
I think that needs to be our advertisement. Chaps for poodles.
To poodle? Absolutely. I'll keep that as a side note. Anyway, I hoped this product would work for my Chapoodle. Her breath is sickening, but I gave her one. She wouldn't smelled it, hid it under the bed, and won't go near Theo. I think this is supposed to be them, but it accidentally hit an O instead of an M, so she just won't go near Theo. Or maybe her other dog is Theo. And you,
maybe, yeah. Maybe her other dog is Theo. Or her son or partner or something. His. I'm sorry. This is Kirby, the Christmas Elf.
So the problem here is this chapadoodle thing smelled it and then under the bed. Like, she was so scared of whatever she smelled that she come out from under the bed.
I don't know how often I've smelled something that made me like go hide and not come back out. Although I will say one of our technicians at work this week had, what do you call it? Kombucha? Is that what it's called? Kombucha? Something like that. It's like fermented cabbage. It was disgusting. And she kept like waving it in front of me and right in front of my face every time I'd go in the break room. And I'm like, stop it. Don't ever bring that back. It's terrible.
Yeah. That does not sound like something I'd enjoy.
I was like, that's why Chetney hates you.
Would make sense if that is what Chetney's problem was. I might have, as a technician, seen other technicians smell something that made them go hide. Because that meant that there was something that needed to be cleaned up. And they didn't want to be part of it.
That's a good point. Yeah, that can happen.
I'm going to pretend I didn't smell that. It's literally embedded in all of his toes. So, sorry.
I've had that before. It's so nasty.
Let's talk about symptoms of dental problems and what they mean.
Your breath stank.
Your breath stank. Brushing your dog's teeth every day does not necessarily mean that your dog will never have dental issues. The most common issue is halitosis. Dr. Jan Bellows is a diplomate of the American Veterinary Dental College. She has a number of great articles on Veterinary Partner about dental health. She says that halitosis can have a number of causes. The most common is bacteria, what we call plaque. She said within a few days that plaque mineralizes, producing calculus. As plaque ages, gingivitis develops, which is inflammation of the gingival tissue or the gums. And for anyone listening right now, like if your pet is nearby, which I see girlfriend right there, and then I've got Chetney right here. If your pet will safely allow you to look in their mouth, like go ahead and lift up one of your pet's lips and see if there's like a little red outline where their gums meet the teeth. If you see a red outline where your pet's gums meet their teeth, that means that your pet already has some level of gum disease. And it's really important to make an appointment and talk to your vet about this, because if it gets ignored, it leads to periodontitis, which is bone loss. So the bacteria at this stage changes from irritating to actual bone damaging. Dr. Bellows also lists a number of other reasons why a pet could have bad breath. And that list includes like metabolic disease, respiratory disease, gastrointestinal disease, dermatologic issues, diet, non-periodontal oral issues like tonsillitis, for instance, foreign bodies stuck in the mouth, trauma to the mouth, open fractures, caustic agents, infectious agents. None of those are small problems. So if your pet has bad breath, but you take great care to keep their teeth clean, we'll make an appointment with your vet to look into the cause of that. Another symptom is discolored teeth. According to the Animal Dentistry and Oral Surgery, there are a few things that can cause discoloration of your pet's teeth, including trauma, infection, metabolic disease, or it could be drug-induced. But the danger of discolored teeth is that it may mean that the teeth are non-vital, which means the root is necrotic. This can be significant because dead teeth can serve as a focal point for bacteria to colonize, creating an infection, which can easily spread through the bloodstream to other places in the body, becoming a system-wide infection. Let's talk about saliva. Can I be real honest with you for a minute? I have worked in this industry for 18 and a half years now. And like, I've cleaned up after parvo puppies, which for anyone that does not know, parvovirus is terrible, is awful. So I've cleaned up after that. I've dealt with HGE, which is hemorrhagic gastroenteritis. I've been vomited on, peed on, pooped on. I've found little dry animal turds in my pockets when I go to do my laundry.
At least you didn't put that dried turd on a bank teller's desk.
Oh no, did you do that?
Yes.
Oh no.
I mean, not on purpose. I was a groomer and you wear those smocks with the bigger pockets. I usually do the little dog like chihuahua's nail trims up in my arms because I have better control of them, and I snip off the nails or whatever. One of them must have done one and it rolled down into my smock pocket. And I also would put all of my cash tips in my pocket and then go deposit them all in the bank. I'm in the bank. I'm unloading my pockets onto the teller's little window area to deposit them. And I'll just, you know, was this turd right here in front of us. And out of panic, I didn't know what to do with it. I picked it up and put it back in my pocket and then pulled out my, pulled out my hand sanitizer because it was a good hard one and sanitized my hands and went on to continue to count the money and hand it to the teller.
Oh my goodness.
But I didn't have a lot of options, you know? What was I going to be like, could you dispose of this turd I just put on your counter? No. So I just kind of right back in the pocket.
I've had anal glands, right? Land on my face. I've even had aqueous humor squirt out of a ruptured eye and land in my hair. Like, I can deal with all of this. The one thing I do not handle well, though, is saliva. I hate drool. Ah.
Like when it's coming out of the corners of their mouth?
I have such like an intense visceral reaction to drool. And like, I know in my head, it's really nothing compared to all the other things that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stand it.
So you would not do well with like a St. Bernard?
No. No, I would not.
Those things in drool all over the place. And when they shake their head, it lands on the wall. So you constantly have to keep your walls clean.
Newfoundlands as well. Bloodhounds, Neapolitan Mastiffs. Like any of that. I thought we should take a minute to talk about why saliva is so important when it comes to dental health. VCA Animal Hospitals has a really concise article that helps explain all of these benefits to us. So saliva contains amylase, which is an enzyme that aids in digestion and it breaks down food matter. Saliva softens food and forms a bolus to aid in swallowing. It lubricates the mouth. It bathes teeth in proteins and minerals that protect tooth enamel and prevent gum disease, and helps to clear food from the mouth and in between the teeth, which decreases the formation for cavities and tooth decay. All these great, wonderful things about saliva. Reasons why animals drool is another list that I thought was good. So food response, like that makes sense. There's a local bakery where I live and it is amazing. You drive by there, I'm gonna start to drool because the food response, like the smell of the fresh baked bread. Oh, it's so good. Nausea, physiology. For some dogs that we're just talking about, they have the anatomical structure of their mouth tissues that allows for liquids to fall out. The saggy jowls. Foreign bodies, injuries, growths in the mouth, caustic agents, GI upset, dental disease. All of those things are reasons why animals drool. Harder traps bacteria, which can lead to soreness of the gums from gingivitis, but also it can make teeth crack or loosen in the gums as the bony tissue erodes and teeth can fracture and fall out. And that, all of that can cause hypersalivation or an increase in salivation.
Okay, everybody. I love talking about stank, nasty breath and stuff because it's like a favorite thing of mine. I don't have, not because I enjoy the smell of it, it's because I'm around stank. Anyway, we're going to go to commercial now. No way to save that one. So come back soon. Okay, bye.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
So what happened was, I was like, oh my God, it must have been the tooth fairy. It was a real tooth fairy. It was actually just my mom putting money under the pillow, but I really wanted to believe. So actually, now that I've made this awkward and we've returned, welcome back. It's nice that you joined the madness again.
Oh,
I don't know why you did, honestly.
We're fun. That's why.
We've discussed poodles and chaps and all these things. So like, honestly, like, why? Okay. This next one is kind of a short review. I got it off of Temu, which is one of my favorite things to watch online is people's Temu fails.
They're mm-hmm. the best. But this product I found is called Rosino Tooth Powder Dental Care, and it contains olive oil and papain, which I don't know what that is, but there we have it. P-A-P-A-I-N. Ring any bells for you?
Nope, not a clue.
Yeah, same. Who is our next character?
This is going to be Dr. Catherine Lewis from the Disney movie Toothless.
And that, my friends, is the dentist's dream. Yeah.
Oh, cute. Catherine Lewis. I don't know why I emphasize the Catherine so hard, but you know,
I think it's great.
Is what it is. 1-star review on this tooth powder. I don't know how powder is supposed to do anything for your teeth, but that's an aside. Okay. This item came without a scoop, so I can't even use it.
Certainly, you have spoons in your house, Dr. Lewis.
Babe, hear me out here. Do you not have a single other measuring thing in your house that you could measure with? A protein powder scoop, a creatine scoop? Like, is there no scoops of any kind in your house? The whole product's no good now because it didn't come with one.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's buried at the bottom of the container.
I was just thinking that. Enough. Yes, because I've had that before where mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this doesn't come with a scoop. I thought it did. Oh, well, I'll just use a tablespoon. And then eventually after however long, you know, you find like the end of it sticking up and you're like, there it is.
When I've used the protein powders or the creatines, if the scoop is not on the top, I've saved the one from mm-hmm. the previous container mm-hmm. and use that until I get to it. Now, if I didn't have a previous container, which she might not have, it could have been her first time. The solution is to dump it all out into a bowl until you... the scoop
that
and then
messy at all.
Use the scoop to put it all back in. No.
You use the tiny little scoop to put all of it back in.
Yes. That, I mean, to me feels like the right answer.
That proves that you are smarter than Dr. Lewis. Excellently done.
Because at least I'm looking for solutions. See, this product is $9 and you've just wasted $9 off of because you don't have a scoop. Girl, find a solution. This is what grown-ups do.
I don't know how it would work. I'm not even going to bother to look at the VOHC list because anything on Temu is not going to be on there.
Absolutely not. Have you ever used a tooth powder?
No.
No.
I sure have not.
I would assume it's like sandpaper, like sanding your teeth, maybe? I have no ideas on how this would work.
I don't know.
We'll never know because it doesn't come with scoops, so no one can use it.
It doesn't come with scoops. We'll never know. Another symptom of dental disease is inappetence or even weight loss. So if a pet has any level of dental pain, like that can make them less enthusiastic about eating. They may become pickier with their food, or they will only eat softer food because the hard kibble hurts to chew. Or they may be chewing kibble slower or small bites at a time. Or they may only be chewing on one side of their mouth. They might tilt their head in an odd way when they chew, or food might fall out of their mouth. Like, these are all symptoms that something might need veterinary attention in the mouth. And you may even notice some overall weight loss. You know, these are things that may not resolve with things like appetite stimulants to get an appointment to see your vet if you're noticing these symptoms. Often, inappetence from dental disease won't be solved until all of the oral issues are.
I, too, have had situations where I hold my head weird to the side almost, but not because I'm eating, but because my head's heavy.
With your big old brain? You gotta hold that up.
Which is interesting because I got nothing in my brain, but it's still real heavy.
So that means that you've got a big head because of your ego. If it's not a big brain.
It is a very heavy ego, I'd imagine. That makes sense.
Can't fit through the kitchen door.
That's what people say.
Facial Sorry. Swelling.
For all the Tay-Tay fans out there that I just butchered her song to, I do apologize.
Facial swelling is another symptom of a potential dental disease. Facial swelling, according to Dr. Krista Mendoza, another diplomate of the American Veterinary Dental College, the most common cause of facial swelling in dogs and cats is due to a tooth root abscess, which comes from infection inside or around a tooth. And she says often it's a fractured tooth.
We've dealt with several, especially like with the cats that have the stomatitis mouths and kind of deals like that. They can smell pretty
awful.
I bet. Facial swelling from a fractured or abscess tooth. Like, this swelling can be really anywhere. Like, on the underside of the jaw, inside the mouth, anywhere along the gums. It can even show up as swelling underneath the eye. There's a cat that I remember very well. The third eyelid was elevated. You couldn't see the cornea at all. After an ocular exam, it showed what should have been a totally normal eye. The doctor looked inside the mouth and found an abscess tooth. He wanted to reevaluate after a dental cleaning, possibly with extraction of that tooth. But at the recheck, cat's eye looked totally normal again. We were talking earlier, like, changes in behavior is also a sign of dental disease. Pain changes behavior. So if your pet is in pain and your veterinarian suspects that it is something inside the mouth, be prepared for a conversation about sedation. It's a great way to keep your pet comfortable when they're painful and scared. And it really is much, much safer for the professional involved as well.
For the older pet you might be more scared of going under anesthesia, do not be afraid to seek out a specialist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's worth that little bit extra money to pay a specialist to overall improve the quality of life. A lot of times, the general practice, if it's an anesthesia case that they're not comfortable with, the specialists out there are better equipped and more experienced in handling the more high-risk anesthesia cases.
Totally true. We had a pet that came in. I'm going to call him Sirius Black. He was this cute little fluffy black poof. But Sirius was very aggressive, and you could not touch him. He had a horrible infected problem, and he wouldn't let you near the area. So his owners brought him in on pain management, sedatives, and anti-anxieties, all of them. The doctor tried just to look at the area. He was not having it. Even with a muzzle, he was trying to bite. So we had to use some injectable sedatives to try and help him relax. We gave it a good 20 minutes and he still had not relaxed. The doctor did what she could do. She recommended a treatment regimen, medication regimen. 2 weeks later, he was a totally different dog. Not that he was happy to be there. He was obviously feeling much better. It makes a huge difference when your pet is in pain.
I'm very happy you guys had that outcome. Well then, let me just get you another review in here. Do you still have dentist names for me?
This one will be Dr. Barry Farber from the TV show Friends. Rachel was engaged to him. She left him at the altar.
What's going on? I mean, isn't this the same Barry who you left at the altar?
This is another Temu review, so you're welcome. And it comes in 16 pieces. Cat grass teething sticks for hairball control, cleaning teeth, and a natural cat. It looks like these sticks of celery almost.
They look like Lincoln logs, like green Lincoln logs.
They are normally $17.99 according to this app, but at this time you could get them for 70% off. What a great deal at $5. I actually have two reviews for this, but we're going to start with the short one from Barry.
Mm-hmm.
1 star. My cat hates these. They are not real grass.
I hesitate to say duh because obviously. Grass does not look like Lincoln logs.
No.
Does it advertise that it's made from real grass?
It does not. The most I get from it is that it's called cat grass teething. And I have no idea what that means. It's funny to buy that and then be like, well, this isn't grass at all. What kind of grass were you expecting, first of all?
Right. Okay.
First, get it right. It's very bizarre. Do we want to make the second one by second Barry?
So this one is Pincus from the movie Ghost Town.
We share stuff. Panoramic X-ray machine, for example.
Pincus from Ghost Town. We have a 1-star review on Temu for those same cat grass.
Okay.
These are nasty little nuggets that do not even smell like catnip. I have 5 cats, and only one of them was interested enough to give it a lick before walking away. Yuck. Vomit emoji.
Vomit emoji. Did the cat walk away and then hurl?
Possibly. There's not enough detail to describe that, but I like that it gave it a little lick before vomiting. So that makes me think of those, like, gagging cat videos.
Yes. There are a lot of videos like that.
5 cats, though, and only one of them even licked it.
Sounds unappealing.
The other strange thing, so our first review was like, not cat grass, and this one's like, doesn't smell like catnip. Am I confused? Like, is cat grass not catnip? Like,
Cat grass is not catnip.
So they're two different things.
Yeah.
I don't know where this person got the idea that it should have been catnip.
Is it in the title, catnip or cat grass? The product description?
They call it cat grass teething sticks.
Huh. So no catnip.
People in the reviews are all over the place. I didn't think they were the same thing, but, you know, there's no grass and there's no catnip in these things. So, like, what even are they?
What even are they? So how do we fix dental problems?
If it's an infection, you start with antibiotics and you get a professional teeth scaling with an ultrasonic scaler at a dentist.
I'm going to take my dog into my human dentist.
Yeah, see how well that goes, you know. Maybe the laughing gas, you know. What was his name? The Little Shop of Horrors guy, what did you call him? Henri?
Oren.
Maybe Oren will do the dental work on your pet for you, but no.
I don't think you want that.
On it. Probably not.
Nope, he's a bad guy.
With his super special knife.
Oral exams help us to find out what is wrong on the surface and why it's important that your pet allow your veterinarian to be able to look. But also, dental radiographs are very important in allowing your veterinarian to look underneath the surface of the mouth, because the knowledge gained from these x-rays really helps to speed up dental procedures and decrease complications. Dr. Brooke Nemick, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm trying. He's one of those incredibly accomplished people with like the entire alphabet after his name. So he's another diplomate of the American Veterinary Dental College. He's also a diplomate of the European Veterinary Dental College and a fellow of the Academy of Veterinary Dentistry.
Are you not just tired of collecting all the alphabet at that point?
I'm like, whatever he says in this article, I'm just going to believe. He says that dental x-rays are critical for small and toy breed dogs because periodontal disease can cause marked weakening of the mandible, which creates a risk for pathologic fracture, a fracture that happens in areas where bones are weakened due to pathologic or disease-related problems. When small breed dogs, he says the teeth extend across a much larger percentage of the bone of the mandible than in other bigger breeds of dogs. That's new to me. And Dr. Nemick says that these mandibular pathologic fractures are often missed on skull films, and they can seriously complicate healing. So dental x-rays are imperative, and even more so for small and toy breed dogs.
They are very hard to do.
Oh, are they? I don't really do teeth. So
yes, you have a sensor. It's small, but it's still big compared to a chihuahua mouth.
Sure.
You have to position it just so in this mouth, angle the x-ray just right to catch the right tooth, because you don't want to elongate or shorten the image. It's an art form. It takes practice. It's wild.
Oh, wow. I've never used a dental x-ray before, but that sounds like you need quite a bit of skill to operate one.
I've taken several classes on them. I've done them, and I still find myself like trying to hone my technique in some.
And they're asleep.
Yep.
I've always heard that small breed dogs always have just garbage teeth. Like, you can't get away from it. I really liked that article because that does help to explain why. Regular dental cleanings are a really important way to keep up with your pet's dental health. Just like we as humans are recommended to get a dental cleaning every 6 months, to get your pet regular dental cleanings too. I think it's pretty common for pet owners not to think about dental care until their pet is older. Like Sam, my shepherd, she's 11 now. I don't think she's ever actually had a dental cleaning. Honestly, I hadn't really thought about it before, but actually in doing all the research for this episode, I'm reminded how important it is for just a routine dental cleaning. Gandalf, my 14-year-old cat, you know, he had a routine dental cleaning last year, and that's actually how we met, because you were his technician for his dental cleaning. That was the first time we met. And if I recall, I don't think he had to have any teeth extracted.
No.
He had an overall clean bill of dental health. And that was mm-hmm. far less expensive than if I had waited until he had noticeable problem that had to be dealt with.
I don't necessarily have reviews left at this point. What I did find was this ridiculous Reddit thread. So this person went on Reddit and they said, okay, this is the stupidest thing you've ever heard. My dog has bad breath, and I haven't said anything to him yet,
I've been looking into dental treats, but I'm afraid if I start giving him mints every day, he's gonna realize what I'm doing and it will hurt his self-confidence. I have responses to this in the comments and they are just off the chain. Super Petty says, my dog hates when I mention her bad breath, but she enjoys when I brush her teeth. And the more we brush, the better her breath smells. So I let her kiss me more often and she's fine with that.
Okay, good.
I'm still laughing. I haven't talked to my dog about it because it'll hurt his self-confidence.
I don't know what to do with that. I have had an owner not that long ago tell me that if I want their dog to relax, I need to tell their dog exactly what I'm about to do and explain it to them and they will understand. And I was like, seriously? And she's like, yes, she understands human speech. Once you tell her what to expect, she will understand and she will be okay with it. Survey said that was a lie because the dog tried to bite my fingers off.
Ooh. I feel like I'm very in-depth in my explanations when I'm in exam rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And not once has the dog ever been like, oh, well, if that's all you're doing, go ahead then.
Right. And my explanations are for the owners. Like, it's not for the animals. This was a new pet. This was the first time the owners were with us. I did direct it to the animal. Didn't help. She definitely tried to bite a few times. And I'm like, we're going to get a muzzle.
Did you explain the muzzle to the dog for them?
Yep. And then, this doesn't mean you're a bad dog. We just think that you're uncomfortable.
I like my nose, so I'm going to slip this little thing right over your little booper snooter. And we're going to move on from there.
Yeah. Yep.
When I'm putting in eye drops in a patient, I have this thing where I always say, and they come with sound effects, and I go boop, boop with each eye drop because I feel like the dogs let me put the drops in better when they come with sound effects. And there's no science behind it, and it probably doesn't work, but in my head, it feels right, and it just makes it more enjoyable.
That absolutely sounds ridiculous. Like a Nessie-specific sound effect, and I'm here for it. I think that things could be a lot easier if they all came with onomatopoeia. Like, I'm a big fan of just making silly noises. I think it's great.
Oh, I love a good sound effect. Mm-hmm. If I could walk around with my own sound effects team, that would be ideal, but It feels like some people would judge me off of that. So for a while, my Alexa, like, sometimes I'll ask her to do like sad trombone or things like that whenever I do an epic fail around the house or someone tells a joke that wasn't very funny. And she's like, just to make everyone feel extra bad about the situation.
I love that.
So this other response,
let's call him Jeremy Jam, the orthodontist from Pawnee in Parks and Rec.
You just got jammed.
Okay, Jeremy said, I told my dog he had bad breath, so he burped in my face. The sass.
You earned that one, Jeremy.
Yep, you did.
Funny.
We can return to some more of these responses from that post later if we need to. Let's get back to the crux of the situation.
The crux.
You know that saying? You know, we, like, part of the matter, the crutch of the situation.
Nope.
You don't know the saying, or no?
No,
I didn't,
you didn't say
it right.
It's crux. That's funny. So that the crux of the situation is the most important or central part of a situation.
So not the crust, like the edge of the bread, and not the crutch, like if you have a broken leg. And crutch, which I think was another one that I tried, and I don't even think that's a word. So,
yeah. Let us talk about board certified veterinary dentistry. I can hear people asking, like, well, what is even the difference? Because I can get my dog's dental care done with my primary vet, which is a really good question. Like, why are there specialists? So, DAVDCs is kind of the shortened term that stands for Diplomate of the American Veterinary Dental College. So, these specialists, they are veterinarians. They pass the board's exam. Then they do a dental residency, which is often another several years. And then they have to pass board's exams to become board certified in dentistry. That is what we call diplomates of the college. So DAVDCs provide specialist dental care for your pets. All they do is dental care. Veterinary dentists can do all the things that a primary vet can do, like dental cleanings, radiographs, extractions, things like that. They can also do much more advanced procedures like full mouth extractions, root canals, crowns, orthodontics, and other advanced oral surgeries. So if your pet is referred to a veterinary dentist, it might be because your pet's case is more complicated than your regular vet is comfortable with, or maybe the procedure requires equipment that they don't have. If you're interested in learning more about board-certified veterinary dentistry, you can go to the college's website, which is avdc.org.
Now, are we repping a set now? That feels like
sure.
Weird. Repping a set is what I think gangsters say when they're talking about their block.
I have no idea.
Okay. We can return to some of these ridiculous comments about hurting a dog's feelings about their breath. You want to throw in another dentist name for
us? How about from the horror movie The Dentist? His name is Dr. Alan Finestone.
Kay is always busy, so we're always busy.
The dentist. Doc Allen said, I call my dog Stinkerbell.
That's good.
It's a good nickname, I guess. It's cute that you think my dog cares what I say. And this one says, if your dog has stinky breath, please take him to the vet get it checked. Which is the only good advice on the whole thread. But, you know, potato to potato. I like to use that even when it doesn't fit sometimes. So that's that. The end of a ridiculous thread about your dog's feelings and their bad breath.
Very good. I actually don't have a wrap-up question.
That's all right. We don't have a wrap-up question, but we do have a rap song.
Do we really? For this episode. That's awesome.
Yeah. Very exciting. In light of it being February Pet Oral Health Month, do us a favor. Lift your dog's lips up. Their mouth lips and get a little check.
What other lips are we lifting up for our dogs?
You know, do yourself a favor, get yourself a quick little oral exam if you haven't in the past year. Get those dentals scheduled as needed. Don't be living with trash mouth when you could be just have regular.
If you're a
dog
pet
mouth.
Owner listening to this episode and you want to learn more about your pet, it can be difficult sometimes to distinguish which websites have accurate information and which websites will offer you dangerous advice. One of the best resources out there for you is going to be Veterinary Partner. And we are not sponsored by them, but that website has articles written by specialists specifically for pet owners. So if you're going to get on Google, definitely get on Veterinary Partner.
Thank you. If you wanted to look into any of our resources, they will be in our bibliography. Always check BOHC for some veterinarian recommended dentist treat, oral health treats. Oral health treat. If you want to find us on our socials, I will also list those in the show notes. Don't make me say them all. Please subscribe to our podcast. That would be super helpful. And email us any of your reviews and things that you find that you think we might like, or pictures of your dogs. I would also look at those. That email address will also be in our show notes. Are you good?
You're good. Anything? I'm done. I'm really excited for this song.
That's it. Okay, bye.
Yo, February's here, it's time to floss. Check your pet's mouth, prevent the loss. Health and hygiene, give them the gloss. Brush them teeth, show who's the boss. Gum disease, creeping like a stealthy thief. Bad breath and pain, give them no relief. Routine care, dental checkup brief. Extend their life, turn a new leaf. Pet dental care, keep it on lock. Healthy teeth make they tails rails rock. 1 month strong with year-round talk. Show that love through every walk. Pick up a brush, don't let it slide. Vet visits too, keep them by your side. Dental treats, no need to hide. Healthy pets living life with pride. Regular cleaning, prevent decay. Plaque and tartar, brush away. Happy pets running, ready to play. Healthy gums, here to stay. Telling all y'all, make it a must. Pet health matters and teeth we trust. Yearly cleanings, banish that rust. Oral care for pets, we show the trust.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.